This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. The Eastern market in Detroit has been in a bit of an upheaval recent months. A developer has been buying up buildings. He plans to demolish some of them, which currently house Mike Coney Island. Now, a city council member is asking for a local historic district designation for the whole Eastern market area. Joining us now is Kirk Pinho. He's a reporter from Crane's Detroit Business, and he's been reporting on this story. Hi there.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, the goal, I understand, is to stop this planned demolition. Who's the developer?
Well, number one, there's probably a couple goals behind it, but the developer is a young man by the name of Sanford Nelson, who's about 30 or 31. He and his investors over the last roughly 2 years or so have purchased somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 buildings totaling about 250,000 square feet, which is a good sizable chunk of the Eastern Market District, with plans of renovating them and making a bunch of improvements to buildings that for a long time have been neglected by previous owners. There's a lot of deferred maintenance that needs to be addressed there, and he plans on sinking a lot of money into improving these buildings. One of them, only one out of this portfolio, is slated to be demolished, and that's sort of along the main drag. It's got a very sort of unique, iconic, colorful mural on it, and that's the one that would be slated to come down out of all the 20 because, as he says, the building, which is actually four separate buildings, has four separate foundations. The foundations are in a state of unrepairable disrepair.
There have been demolitions before in Eastern Market. Why is this one raising hackles?
I think some of it has to do with just the company that's behind it. There's been a lot of, sort of consternation, concern over the fact that there's been chatter about rising rents in the area. It has historically been an area where there's been cheap rentable real estate for people like artists, small businesses, restaurants, sort of in this area, east of the downtown. So far, or at the very least up until relatively recently, it has avoided a lot of the increased rental rates that we've seen in the mid town and downtown areas of the city. With these improvements to the buildings that I don't think really many people are disagreeing are needed, in order to sort of make the numbers work, make it pencil out, as they say, rents would have to rise in order to sort of financially justify that.
So I take it the underlying concern here is gentrification. People don't want to lose the small businesses that actually make the area's character to begin with to chain businesses and Disney-like retail. This is a concern in many areas of Detroit. Why is this one prompting a city council member to try to stop it through this local historic district designation?
Well, this area is actually a national historic district, but it has not gotten down to the local level, and the local one is what provides a little bit of the teeth that would be needed in order to prevent a demolition like this.
More so than the federal designation? Explain the two briefly, if you can.
So the federal designation comes down from the national, the National Park Service, and then the local one is designated at the local level, and it's sort of certified by the state. In order to get a local district, you have to have a city council resolution. Then it has to be studied for a year by in the city's case, the Historic District Advisory Board, and it grants an interim historic district status, which basically has the full effect of the local historic district on an interim basis, and then after that year or so study, the council can choose to permanently designate it as a historic district, which gives it another set of teeth that a developer or a landlord would have to go through in order to demolish a building or make improvements to a building within that entire district. And that district's bounded by Gratiot, the freeway service drive, St. Aubin Street, and Mack Avenue.
If the local historic district designation for Eastern Market happens, that's going to affect all the buildings, all the development plans, all the renovations, probably add a lot more hurdles and red tape for anyone who's wanting to improve things. How might that affect the economic recovery in the area that they've seen over the last decade?
Well, it would be a little bit of a hurdle. I imagine some people would not be all that pleased with it, but others would be fine with, basically putting forward the extra step to, get these improvements to the buildings. The company involved says it welcomes the discussion. The company is called Firm Real Estate. They say they welcome this, and they're happy to work through it. Other developers in the area haven't gotten back with me yet, but we'll sort of see how this one shakes out.
What is the process for designating an area a local historic district? You went over part of it, but how long could it take?
Well, that sort of depends. The particular request that that we have in front of us right now actually is more than 15 years old. Why it's taken so long sort of remains to be seen. But the request actually came about 15 years ago from a member of the community, and it's sort of been sitting in the queue for that long. And then within the last month or month and a half, a member of the city council requested that it be brought forward. That sort of time frame lines up with some increased coverage of the company involved, as well as the overall sort of progress, the changes that are happening in the food district as it is.
Of course, the market, the Eastern Market itself, used to be owned by the city, or still is owned by the city, but managed by somebody other than the city. What do the tenants and the managers of Eastern Market itself have to say about this issue?
Well, there's been some concern, but there's also been some praise. It's sort of a mixed bag. You know, you have some tenants, including a very prominent deli around here, that say that they're closing after a dispute with this landlord in question involving basically a $50,000 repair that would lead to increased rents.
Might as well name them. That'd be Russell Street Deli, right?
That would be Russell Street Deli, correct. On the other side of the coin, there are tenants in there that are expanding. Well Done Goods is increasing its space and moving into a new area. There are a couple that have closed, but they've said that it's not been the result of, you know, change in landlord or change in ownership. Others have said, yeah, these buildings need a lot of improvement, those including Burt's Warehouse, which is a tenant of Firm Real Estate. So it really sort of depends on who you ask and, you know, what sort of day you catch them on, I suppose.
Kirk Pinho is a reporter for Crane's Detroit Business. His story is titled "Local Historic District Proposal for Eastern Market Could Hamper Building Demolition." Thanks for talking with us, Kirk.
Thanks for having me.